Daily Brief, July 13th, 2026. Top of mind. SK Hynix, KR00660, SKHY, collapsed 15% in Seoul, its biggest drop on record, dragging KOSPI down by 9% and triggering a circuit breaker. The sell-off bled into US pre-market, NASDAQ 100 futures down 1%, MU 5%, AMAT 3.5%, NVDA 3%. This is a positioning unwind, not a fundamental break. ADRs debuted 13% higher Friday. The ADR premium is compressing. Meanwhile, Brent spiked to $80 on renewed US-Iran strikes with conflicting claims over Strait of Hormuz status. The AI rotation trade is under pressure as the bond market struggles to absorb 75 bidders in fresh AI hyperscaler debt, NVDA, SpaceX, AMZN. Apple, AAPL, is the outlier, up 600 B from late June lows as capital rotates out of AI spenders into the steady Eddie name that isn't in the data center arms race. Catalyst Radar. Bank earnings kick off Tuesday, JPM, GS, BAC, C, WFC. Investment banking revenue expected plunge 26% YOY on SpaceX, IPO, and Iran volatility. Fed Chair Warsh testifies Tuesday-Wednesday. June CPI and PPI release Tuesday-Wednesday. Market pricing in possibility of rate hikes. Analyst, opinion columns. WSJ, media deals, heard on the street. Warner Brothers Discovery's 16% upside to close is a trap. History, AOL Time Warner, AT&T Time Warner, shows media M&A destroys value, only investment bankers reliably win. WSJ, S&P 500 PE distortion, JAPE earnings, $241 for CY 2025. Versus non-GAAP adjusted estimates, 275 for CY 2025, produce wildly different valuations, 21 INX GAAP versus 22 Tech Street. Growth projections of 24-40% for 2026 are inflated by inconsistent methodologies. Investors discount these numbers already. Markets. Brent crude, plus 2.8% to 78.14 after hitting $80 intraday. WTI, plus 2.5% to 73.24. U.S. struck Iranian air defenses, missile sites. Iran retaliated against U.S. bases in Kuwait, Bahrain, Jordan, Oman, Qatar. KOSPI, 9%. Trading halted 20 Mino. Samsung Elec, 11%. SK Hynix record, 15%. Dealer Gamma likely amplified the move. Low liquidity after the massive ADR placement. U.S. futures, S&P, 0.3%. NASDAQ, 0.8%. Semis, SanDisk, 7.3%. WDC, 6.7%. Energy stocks bid, Venture Global plus 3.4%, OXY plus 2%, CVX plus 1.3%, dollar steady near YTD highs, real 10-year yield above 2.3%, highest in 1YR, long USD positioning at most bullish since 2015, 40B plus in derivatives, short yen, euro funding the trade, Apple plus 115% from June 25th, low adding 600B in market cap, best MAG 7 performer YTD plus 116%. Foldable iPhone expected SEPT, supplier told to produce 10 MERA units, up from 7-8 MEM. Chile sovereign spreads at two-decade lows, 82 EPS over treasuries. Plans 5.2 buy in international bond issuances rest of year. Indonesia, S&P affirmed BBB stable, avoided downgrade. Bonds and rupiah gained. Economy, India CPI, 4.38% in June versus 3.93% May, est 4.30%. Food plus 5.32%, transport plus 4.3%, RBI forecasts inflation rising to 5.1%. El Nino threatens crop yields, India trade deficit 30.4B in June, estimated 26.5B. Exports plunge on 5.5% YOY to 40.4B, imports plunge 31% to 70.8B, crude imports 19.3B. Funflation, home leisure prices surging, streaming plus 53% since 2019, video games plumb 43%. Electricity plus 45% since 2019. Microsoft citing memory chip costs for console price increases. Business finance. SK Hynix, ADR's pre-market, 8.7% to $153 versus $149 IPO price. Recap, raised 26.5B in US offering. ADR premium to Korean shares expected 30-35% near-term before narrowing. Altimeter Capital, Brad Gerstner, had SK Hynix's major holding in plus 150% YTD stock-picking fund. Meta, Louisiana Hyperion Data Center, now 50 buys from 27B, 5GW capacity. Blue Owl Capital, OWL and BlackRock involved. Meta getting into cloud computing. Bernstein says capacity rivals AWS Azure. Zuckerberg acknowledges, if we've overbuilt, that's an option. AI bond market, 244B in hyperscaler debt issuance, YTD, versus 108B all of last year. Nvidia, SpaceX bonds slumped in secondary. Amazon had to pay unusually steep rates. Investors, everyone knows there's a lot more coming. VW CEO Bloom outlines up to 50K additional job cuts, on top of 50K already in progress. At risk, four German plants. Cites overhead, Yunnan 20% above competitors. UniCredit now has 47.6% of Commerzbank, 49.65% voting rights. De facto control of shareholder meetings. ECB approval process for full takeover could take 6 months. Deal values Commerzbank at 43B. JP Morgan, launching small cap IB team, 75 plus people, targeting 100-meter 500 megatech companies, succession wave from baby boomer founders. Nippon Paint, 8.6B bid for Akzo Nobel's decorative paints business. Akzo Nobel board rejected, continues to recommend Axalta merger. Circle, CRCL, plus 113% pre-market after OCC approval for National Trust Bank. Circle National Trust. Will custody digital assets, enable stablecoin, USDC, infrastructure. Bank earnings, preview, IB revenue, plus 126% YOY, trading, plus 114% driven by equity volatility and Iran war. Commercial lending demand turning positive after years of weakness. Smag, IPO, defense antenna maker, 33% on debut. Goldman defense basket, 5% YTD after pop by 500% over 4 years. BlackRock says, real opportunities in defense on valuation pullback. World geopolitics. US-Iran. Fresh strikes over weekend. US CENTCOM says hit air defenses, coastal radars, missile drone sites, boats using sea drones for first time. Iran struck US bases in 5 Gulf states. Strait of Hormuz. Iran claims closed until further notice. US Western navies say open. Interim peace deal from last month effectively dead. Senior Lindsey Graham, died at 71. Complicates GOP agenda, Save America Act, Third Reconciliation Bill, military spending, affordability, AG nominee Todd Blanche confirmation, Senate Budget Committee chair vacated. South Carolina replacement process begins. Mitch McConnell, revealed he was unconscious after fall, hospitalized June 14th, had mild pneumonia, no timeline for return to Senate, Russian refinery runs, plunged to lowest in 2 decades, Bloomberg paywalled. UAE, ADNOC offering offshore crude for pickup outside Hormuz via STS transfer at Fujairah, $0.81 BBL premium. Quit OPEC in May, boosted production to all-time high. Goldman Sachs, new Gulf pipeline capacity could shield 45% of pre-war Gulf oil exports from Hormuz disruption by end 2027, 60% by end 2028. 7 projects identified, technology, AI. TSMC, June revenue in 442.7B, plus 36% YOY, 1H total N2.4T, 35.6%, beat high-end guidance. Semi-analysis, sold out on N3, on track for 40 buy in AI chip revenue in 2026, 25% of total. Q2 earnings Thursday. Apple sues OpenAI, Tim Cook betting litigation can delay competitor. Foldable iPhone expected September, Musk versus Altman. Musk sued Apple and OpenAI alleging anti-competitive App Store practices, lowering Grok's ranking. Altman, Elon is obsessed with me again. SpaceX releasing Grok 4.5, OpenAI released GPT 5.6. Solyadasa, Apple rally, up 600 buy from June 25, low as capital rotates out of hyperscaler AI spenders. Memory chip prices threaten margins. Raised prices on Macs, iPads, home devices June 25. AI Sovereign Wealth Fund, 69% of Americans support forcing AI firms to transfer 50% of stock to public fund, Verisight poll. Senator Sanders proposed legislation. Goldman estimates 15M workers could lose jobs over 10-year AI transition. Anthropic, political risk manageable, excluded from defense contracts, but defense isn't its bread and butter. Corporate clients, 80% of revenue, may prefer stance against autonomous weapons. App installs of Claude surged after Pentagon designation. BrainCo, China, 280-meter funding. Non-invasive BCI wearables, bionic hands, sleep aid. FDA approved, plans to license BCI platform long-term, standouts. Kalshi Pro, launched prediction market terminal for active traders, including perpetual futures. CNBC has commercial relationship with Kalshi. Fiserv network deal, JPM, BAC, WFC, PNC, explored acquiring Fiserv-owned debit network to bypass Durbin Amendment fee caps. Preliminary talks, uncertain, political backlash feared. Vivani Medical, developing GLP-1, semaglutide, implant for maintenance, applied twice yearly or annually. Early stage, Novo Nordisk confirmed agreement. AI Wealth Fund poll, 69% support forcing AI firms to transfer 50% of stock to public sovereign wealth fund. Funflation, home leisure prices, streaming plus 53% since 2019, video games plus 53%, outpacing out-of-home inflation. Xbox CEO says, hard to imagine mass audiences afford thousands for a console.